Kiddushin Yerushalmi corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Chof. We begin on Daf Yud Amar Beis in the Yerushalmi, at the foot of the page with the words Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, boy, koim Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked a question of Rav Yochanan as follows. Ama Evriya, Yotze ben Nesuin, Mikal Vachoyme. Could we say Kal Vachoyme to teach that a Jewish maidservant should be able to leave her master's control by being married off, which is Nesuin, by her father? Ma im asimonim she'enem moitzim oisa moshus ha'av, hari hen moitzin oisa moshus ha'odoin, Nesuin she'en moitzim moshus ha'av, eno din she'otziu oisa moshus ha'odoin. If physical signs of adulthood, which is simonim, don't cause her to leave her father's control, but do cause her to leave her master's control, then Nesuin, marriage, which does cause her to leave her father's control, should certainly be able to cause her to leave her master's control. Amar Lei Rabbi Yochanan answered, Ani eili ela, Shall Mishnah Yaseira Olav Ama Evriya Shikoina Es Atzma Besimonim. We only have the ways that were listed in our Mishnah, which is that a Jewish maidservant also acquires herself when she produces physical signs of adulthood, but there's no mention in the Mishnah of leaving through Nesuin. Ba Padaya Omar Ama Evriya Yotze Bemitzas Rabba. Ba Padaya told us a Jewish maidservant leaves upon the death of her master. Ma Taima asked the Gemara, what's his source for this? And we quote a pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Tesvav, pasuk Yud Zayin, V'afla ha'mosra ta'asekein, and so you shall do also for your maidservant. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says over there, V'hayalecha eved oilom. The pasuk says, in reference to a nirtza, a person who was a eved ivri, and he decided he wanted to stay there until yovel, and they bore a hole in his ear. The pasuk says over there, and he shall forever be your slave. So we compare the two, just as a nirtza leaves upon the death of his master, so too a Jewish maidservant. And the Gemara brings a brisa to support this, for Asya Kedabapadya, and we have a brisa Kadein Tanya. Barapadya is following the following brisa to Tani, Eved Ivri, Oved Es Aben, Veino Eved Es Abas. Ame Evriya, Eino Evedes Es Abas, Veino Evedes Es Aben. A Jewish slave serves the son, but will not serve the daughter, but a Jewish maidservant serves neither the son nor the daughter, because she goes free upon the death of the master. And is Tanei Tani. We have a second brisa that teaches, Ben Evriya, Ben Ivri, Einan Oivdim, Lo Yesa Ben, Velo Yesa Bas. But whether it's a Jewish slave or a Jewish maidservant, neither serve the son nor the daughter. Ma Makayim Adein Tanaya, V'afla Moscha Ta'asekein. So how does this Tana understand the wording of the pasuk that we said, and so you shall also do for your maidservant? Patala Behenek is referring to the requirement to give a generous gift of severance to the maidservant when she leaves upon bringing simonim. As we now see from the Braitha, Datani, Elu Shema Nikim Lahem, the following people receive severance gifts, Hayotze, Beshonim, of Yovel, Vam Evriya, Shikoines Atzim, Besimonim. Aval Yotze Begiron Kesev, of Mises Ardoin, Ein Ma Nikim Lahem, one who leaves after 6 years, or he leaves in Yovel, he receives severance gifts, and also a Jewish maidservant who acquires herself upon bringing simonim. However, one who leaves through giro and kesev, reduction of money, or upon the death of the master, does not receive these generous severance gifts.